WB Mobile. UE Mobile.
4HDX. Hey, Chad.
What's going on, Patrick? How you doing today, bud?
Doing good. Just doing a little cleaning in the shack.
Yesterday.
Some bruises to tail light, though.
She gave me a hard time, but, you know, hey, we do that all the time. I mean, they no hard feelings or nothing. We pick at each other like that all the time. But what you doing in the ham shack?
Reorganizing, trying to clean the wiring and all the cables up.
Let's see. Well, when you get a chance, shoot me a text on what kind of firmware you got on that Yaesu. I'm not exactly sure what the upgrade did when I upgraded mine, but it's kind of like the noise floor is a little less, as in maybe a little better filtering. I'm not exactly sure yet, but it may be just the time of year or something, but something's different, and it's a lot better. But if you send me a picture of the upgrade of the firmware, and let me see. We'd see how far behind it is. Did you buy it new or used, Patrick?
New.
How long ago? I'm just curious, because it may have the current one in it.
I don't know. I've had it 4 or 5 months now. I've had it since you got yours.
I see. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, when you get ready to do that, if you want to go that route, just let me know before you do it, because you got to put the right USB driver in it, or it won't do right. So, but anyway, all right. Well, let me get on, bud. I'm getting close to the house. Me and my son spending the day together, and trying to get his boxer engine straightened out. This is the weirdest looking thing I've ever seen in my life. Why in the world anybody want to deal with a boxer engine? But, hey, to each his own, I guess. But anyway, I'll let you go, bud, and I'll say 7-3s, and I'll be clear on your final.
Thanks, Chad. Take care and stay safe out there, and glad you're still with us. HKX, I'm clear.
KN4VWA.
Hey, Steve. KO4HKX.
You're going to be around close to the radio on Monday, right? You're going to be in town doing your normal thing? Cool. I'll just try to hit you on Monday, and then we'll make our plan for Monday night.
Sounds good.
No, anything good?
So just trying to do some cleaning and organizing up here in my ham shack and my work desk. Ham.
Good. Home, bud. You must have put up a new antenna.
Sir, I have not, but my receive is staticky.
Clean on this end.
Just that time of year and time of day.
I know what it is. You're finally standing over in the corner with the extra long microphone with 1 foot in the air and your other finger pointed up to the ceiling, and that's how you're getting out so good. I know it.
Steve.
Oh, me. Well, listen, I'll just hit you on Monday afternoon and, have a good weekend, bud. I'll talk to you again soon. KN4VWA. I'm clear with KO4HKX. W4DJW, KN4VWA.
WDW,
are you at the field?
I think I've finished the flight with the autonomic airplane named the Monkey Boat 1H, and I'm analyzing the data now.
Well, you'll be proud of me. I finally got it to register. I finally got it to bind. And got everything all set up. And I just got to figure out the prop. And I got to go back in and reprogram the rates and the exponential for that receiver. So that shouldn't take but just a few minutes. So I'm about 5, maybe 8 minutes out.
The rates when you get here?
Yeah, I brought my laptop and everything.
Good. Shit to yourself.
Yes, it got scratchy.
I turned around and looked down at the shed. Is this better?
Yes, sir. That's so much better.
I'm facing the repeater now. I spun around to look to see if anybody was down there. You'll be the only one here. You've got the shed, the table under the shed all to yourself. So you'll be in the shade.
Fantastic. How muddy was it?
Still on the grass when you're coming in. Then your wheels will be clean when they get over here. if you drive down the red mud, you're going to get mud all over. So drive a little bit to the right, and you'll be clean as a whistle when you get here.
Sir, I just had a feeling. All right. Let's see. Yeah, I think that's got it all covered. I'm on my way, boss. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
About 3/4 power. I'm not full power on this. Does it sound okay at 3/4 power? I think that's like 2 watts on the handheld.
You're a little bit scratchy. There's some definite background sound, but you're making it in.
Does bumping it up to 5 watts make any difference? This is 5 watts now.
Definitely helped, but not a lot. But it did. It did help.
No, just trying to conserve battery as much as possible, but don't want to make it too hard for you to hear me. Anyway, see you when you get here. KN4VWA W4DJW. There.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What made a major, major difference was stepping out from under the shed. All right, I'm on my way, boss. KN4VWA clear.
I'm not under the shed. I'm up at the top of the hill, but I spun around. I had my head between the Caesar shed repeater and my rubber duck. Hey, is Chad still out there at KO4NUE? You still there, Chad? W4DJW clear and listening.
ABH mobile.
ABH, I believe it was. This is Kilo Kilo 4 Lima Alpha Zulu.
AK4 LAZ. That was correct. It's K1 ABH Kilo 1 Alpha Bravo Hotel. This is Andrew. I am currently down in Anderson.
Good afternoon, Andrew. Name here is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike, and I am in Simpsonville, Greenville kind of area. I'm on Woodruff Road, unfortunately. never try to come over here unless I absolutely have to, but just headed back down. Just was up in the, I don't want to say in the mountains because I wasn't really in the mountains, but in the foothills up there off of Highway 11, a little place called Tall Pines Wildlife Management Area doing a POTA activation for parks on, just doing parks on the air, just playing around a little bit with my portable rig.
Gotcha. Yeah, I used to work for Granville County, so I somehow managed to avoid Woodruff Road far more than I probably should have.
And I used to think it was a good idea to live over here. I lived in an apartment right off of Woodruff Road until about 2 years ago. Then I moved down to downtown Simpsonville, and I'm glad I did. You couldn't catch me up here unless I absolutely had to be here, because it's chaos, especially around rush hour. About can't stand it. Anytime I have to go over to my folks' house, I live here off of Woodruff Road, I about want to pull my hair out trying to get through it.
So did you say you were doing the POTA activation earlier today?
About an hour ago I left from up there. Went pretty well. I got 20 contacts in a little bit less than an hour while I was set up. I was actually, the reason I was doing it was I was testing out a new portable battery pack that I built and it worked really, really well. It's actually the first time I've ever run HF on anything but, you know, shore power, you know, plugged into an AC outlet with a power supply. And so it went really well because the noise floor was so much lower and I could just pull signals in where normally they'd be buried just because of, you know, noise off the AC line.
Kevin, I haven't gotten into HF other than I've got a CV at the house that I had, and I just more or less, I kind of got back into CV there for a while, and then once I discovered amateur radio, I've kind of gotten back out of it because it's just more annoying than it is worth it. But I had it, so I hooked it up, and I'm dealing with that because I know I want to get into HF, so I'm using that to figure out where all my noise is coming from in the house, and it's been a battle.
That's why I've primarily resorted to doing portable when I do HF, just because I got so much noise in the house and I got overhead power lines in the backyard, and it's just a bit of a fight trying to do anything at the house. So I've been doing more. I go camping, and so I run in the camper, I run the HF rig, and then now I've got this portable battery bank. I'm hoping to go do more, you know, pop-up setup kind of things, and, you know, do more POTA activations and things like that, because it'll be a little bit easier now that I have a actual power supply I can use. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, I definitely do a lot more HF now than I did, than I do VHF, UHF, just because of how far out you can get and how many different people you can talk to ways away. I think I got as far north as, like, Wisconsin, and I think I have to look at my log again. I want to say I had, like, an Arizona in there and had a bunch of folks from Texas, had some Oklahoma. So it was a lot of fun. That was on 20 meters. Had good luck with it.
That's some pretty cool stuff. I didn't know anything about POTA or SOTA whenever I got into amateur radio, and I more or less just kind of accidentally stumbled into it, and I just got my license back in July, but the more I'm learning about it, I'm wanting to try and get into that. You know, when I was younger, my parents used to take us camping and stuff all the time and up in the mountains, and kind of gotten out of it. And now that I got kids, I kind of want to get them into that. And then I figure the radio part of it would be a fun aspect to throw in, you know, going camping up in the mountains and stuff like that. So definitely something I want to try and get into.
Have fun. I've like I was saying, I've camped some and done some activations when camping, and it was fun back during the winter, you know, when I could still go camp and, you know, be outside some, but then when it got cold, I could go inside the camper and have the heat running and still run the radio in the camper, which was nice. And, you know, even out there, even though I'm running off of AC, it was still a lot less noise. But yeah, it definitely is one of my favorite things to do. I always take my radio gear with me when I go camping, even if I don't necessarily end up actually setting things up. But I did go and do winter field day out of the camper up at, where did I do that? Was that Kiwi Toxaway State Park, I think? No, I did winter field day at South Cove County Park in Oconee County. And then I've done Kiwi Toxaway State Park. I've done one of the parks out in Spartanburg. I forget what it's called. And then I've done this one. So I haven't done a ton of SOTA or POTA. I've done a good bit of hunting, just you know, calling back when folks are on the air actually activating. But I want to get more into doing the activations myself now that I have. You know, I mean, it took me 15 minutes to get set up when I got there. And, you know, less than that, probably 5 to 10 minutes to get broke down once it was done. So it's a fun little thing to do, especially if you've got the portable gear to do it.
If in a general or doing HF?
As a tech in 2012, and then I upgraded to general in 16, 17, something like that. I have to look and see. It was like 2016 or 2017 that I got my general license, and then my first HF radio was a little Kenwood TS-50, which I still have. It's a great little radio. It's nice and small and portable. And, you know, played around. I've got a little Tar Heel antenna I have had mounted on various vehicles. I need to mount it on something again. That, you know, so that was kind of my primary HF, would be running around in the car and playing with it. And then now I've got a Yaesu FT-450. And a Wolf River coil portable antenna, adjustable coil antenna that I use primarily now on HF, KK4LAZ.
K1ABH. Yeah, I haven't had time to really look into it a whole lot. Is there, when dealing with propagation, is there any accuracy to it? I guess what I'm trying to ask is there, can you purposely contact a certain person, or is it totally random where it comes down as far as, you know, if you had someone in Texas or Arizona or, you know, a few states over or a couple states over that you wanted to contact, is there any way to be accurate about it, or is it just a total crapshoot as far as the way the atmosphere works?
Not an expert by any means, and so if anyone in there knows more about propagation than I do, please feel free to step in. I found that, you know, it really depends on the band, though. You know, some of them tend to be more reliable, like, especially for stuff, you know, locally, and when I say locally, I mean, you know, within the state, within North Carolina, Georgia, like kind of, you know, this tri-state area, I guess you could say here, 80 or 75 meters is pretty reliable, you know, in the evening especially. 20 to me at least seems to be pretty, you know, variable. I mean, I've had people in Europe on 20 meters before, and then today I was getting the Western United States on 20 meters. So it really kind of just depends. Definitely, though, I have noticed that, you know, some bands will die out just completely when the propagation is low. You know, I've gotten in there where I couldn't hear jack on 20 meters or 40 meters. Just when it was dead. So, I mean, I'm not the expert. There's a lot of guys out there who, you know, they do have really regular conversations with people that they know over the radio, you know, through HF. And so there seems to be predictability, I guess you could say, with it. But I'm by no means any expert. I just kind of get out there and listen around to see what's hot and kind of jump in myself. KK4LAZ, I am short time.
Like I said, I more or less stumbled into the hobby as far as kind of from a prepper standpoint, and then I kind of wish I'd have found it earlier, because it's definitely something that I would have been into when I was younger. But I just was curious from a standpoint of, you know, something happening as far as a total breakdown of the society or whatever, if it was a way to communicate effectively, consistently with someone long distance, or if it's just totally random as far as the propagation goes. But that's definitely something I'll have to dive more into when I get more into it.
You know, there's a lot of things you can do, a lot of research you can do, and, you know, information you can get and things you can learn. So I need to do some more of that myself. Anyway, I'm going to jump off and say 7-3s to you. This is KK4LAZ. What was your call sign again?
201 Alpha Bravo Hotel, K1ABH.
It was good talking to you. Hope you have some fun kind of doing some research and learning things, and hope to talk to you here again soon. I'm sorry, my mouth is almost dead today after talking so much earlier. Kilo 1 Alpha Bravo Hotel, this is Kilo Kilo 4 Lima Alpha Zulu 7-3s, and I'm clear on your final.
Appreciate it. KK4 LAZ, K1 ABH, it was good talking to you, 73s. I'm clear.
4 LAZ, KY4E up, over.
If I'm about to jump out of the car, but what's up, KK4 LAZ?
Yeah, I was real interested about your Wolf River coil. How many radials are you running?
I'm running just the standard that comes with their Mega Take It Along. Oh, I'm sorry, I think it's the Mega Take It Along. Yeah, the Mega Take It Along kit. It's three, and they're, I'd say, about 30 feet, 35 feet long apiece.
You answered my question. I didn't know if you were trying to run some shorter radials since you were doing some POTUS stuff to keep people from tripping over them and stuff. So just kind of interested in that. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. I'm running the stock ones, and I typically try to set up in places where there's no foot traffic so folks don't trip. But definitely it's something to consider if you're going to be setting up in more congested areas. KK4LAZ, I'm clear.
KY4EF, I'm clear also.